Let's go to our reporter, Robbie, who's out on the street again, because we didn't really get to fulfil his needs today. Robbie, how are you?
I'm not too bad, Niall. Thank you so much for that, and a very good evening to you. Yes, indeed, we're outside Gandon House today, and not only have they got up them barriers to stop homeless people, they've also put up these discreet chains around the bowlers to stop the people who are queuing up for the bus to go in and shelter. Now, as we were speaking today, the rain was pelting down, so it's a very open area, that particular place, but in around the corner by this shelter, and they're obviously stopping the homeless people and other people from actually, you know, going in around the area, full stop. That's the basic line they're doing today. Mm-hmm. So we're outside the Marlborough Place Homeless Centre at the moment, and I was actually speaking to a guy called Stephen, but thankfully he's had to be accepted there, and he's been given the number to come and get a bed. But we're going to go around and see, can we speak to some people who have been affected by situations like this, mm-hmm. where the places where they actually go to sleep at night has been obstructed by these type of barriers.
I'm not too sure now. Is it pretty cold night out tonight? It is pretty cold outside.
Come here, listen, I have to say one thing to you. It's actually not.
Okay.
It's 9 degrees at the moment. I'm wearing my classic H4FM jacket, and it's quite mild.
Okay.
For this type of year, it's kind of quite mild. But I say later on, it will get cold after the storm blows away.
All right. Well, listen, we'll come back to Robbie in a few minutes' time. But I want to talk. Robbie's going to be talking to hopefully some people who are in that situation, who are desperate, who are vulnerable. I want to ask you, do you believe it's right for businesses, offices, shops to discourage people from sleeping outside by putting in these sprinklers or pointy things on the ground or whatever it happens to be? Okay, stay there for a second. Just let me go back to Robbie if I can, because Robbie's out on the streets tonight. Robbie, go ahead.
Niall, I'm actually outside the GPO at the moment, and they're giving out soup and sandwiches, thankfully, and lots of clothes, which I haven't seen before. It's like a little bit of a jumble sale going on here in a positive light. And I'm here with Christine. Christine, we're talking about the places where you normally go for shelter, and there's obstructions there now. Has that affected you at all?
Yeah, I'm only home 6 months, I am. And like, I slept in doorways, but now they're pulling down the shutters that you can't sleep anywhere. And they're pushing you away, and then the security guards are coming out and telling you to move on, or to ring the police, or the police will be down at 5 o'clock in the morning telling you have to go. And then you're just walking around all morning freezing cold.
Let me go to Robbie, back on the streets again. Sorry, Robbie, go ahead.
Thanks, Niall. Yes, I'm outside the GPO this evening, and of course, there's lots of Irish people homeless, but there's lots of, you know, Eastern European people homeless too. And I'm speaking to Eugene. Eugene, you're live in Classic H4FM. I know that's not your real name, but I can't pronounce him. Forgive me. But you told me you're going to sleep up by Mirror Street tonight, yeah?
Yeah, and I said, no, now. We have 6 months now on this street.
Thanks, Niall. Yes, I'm here with two pals. I'm here with Paddy, isn't it?
Patrick, yeah.
And
Declan.
Declan, okay. We come to you first, Paddy. You're live on Classic H4FM. You're homeless how long now?
I'm homeless about 2 weeks now, but I was homeless for about a year and a half before that, because I was in a treatment centre out in Ashbourne County Meath. I left it 2 weeks ago and I went off the wagon again.
Declan, now you're pals. You hang around together for protection, do you?
No, but like we're mates. Like,
where are you from originally?
Carlo. Like, we're mates before we were on drugs, you know?
Are you on drugs too, Declan? Yeah,
I am on drugs. Yeah,
thanks, Niall. Yes, I'm here with Johnny. Johnny, thank you so much for giving your time tonight. And you're live in Classic H4FM. How long are you homeless, sir?
We're about 14 months now at this stage.
14 months. Can I ask how you ended up on the streets?
Well, it was family issues going back quite some time, and I suppose I could speak for an awful lot of the men in Dublin who seem to be displaced, not just homeless, but, you know, haven't gone through the court system, blah-de-blah, and haven't maybe been unfairly treated to some extent.